morning, we're continuing Chayolam, the Klal and Aleph, and we learn Siman Vav, and we're holding in the middle. So Chayolam doesn't discuss the case where you have this type of an almond. When it's younger, it's edible. When it's older, it's not edible. And he explains that the reason, that the nature of why that's so, is that when it's younger, you're actually able to eat the klipa, and the klipa is edible. When it gets older, the klipa is not edible anymore, and the actual almond itself is not good. Well, the almond itself wasn't good to start with, but earlier on, you weren't eating the almond; you're eating the klipa. And the klipa was fine to eat. So now, he continues and says, "What'll be when if the person actually waited till Avuk Shavarim Gedarlim was Hemorim, if the." The almonds already are older, they're matured, and now they're bitter. In revorcha lam klal, the azuke mazik. See, when a person eats something, if the person does not find it something good to eat, people in general find this something which is difficult to eat, it's not chayiv in a brocha, because it's azuke mazik doesn't necessarily mean only that it's damaging to your body. Means it's something which a person would not want, a person would feel is negative, the fact that he's eating it. Okay, so that's the important point to understand in that situation. There are things that a person could eat. He might say, I don't mind eating it, but if general people think that's not considered a food, so the correct bracha is nothing. But you can take these almonds, which are bitter, and you can make them edible by roasting them, and then the roasting will take the flavor of the bitterness and remove the bitterness. So if that's true, what bracha do you make? Or you mix it with something else, which makes it now that tastes good. So what bracha do you make? So what's the question? We said before that something which is not really edible, and the person makes it edible, it's a shahakal. It's not really part of the fruits. On the other hand, we're dealing with something which is the actual fruit. Now over there, there's something over there was a side issue. It wasn't primary part of the food, but this is mamash, primary, this is the fruit itself. So the chayotim of shita is mevorach rei pihuetz, sheba emes heim pri, elak shehem mirusa mazikim, So we said before that if the garinim are bitter, we only consider the garinim part of the pre when the garinim are edible. If the garinim are not edible, if the seeds or the pits are not edible, so we can't give them that cheshibas of being part of the pre. But this is the pre batsim. I don't have to give it a cheshibas. It is what it is. It is the pre. So therefore, the bracha repeats is correct. So here again, we find this idea. We have something which, it is. We look at the actual fact that it is the produce. On the other end, we're not saying necessarily people plant it for this purpose. So it's not they die to the achi. It's not the product, but you cannot deny the fact that this is a pre. It's a pre that grew. So therefore, the bracha is repeats. Now, the chayotim in Nishmasadim makes this dependent on a machlokes between a Rashba and the Rosh, and the Mishnah Berurah, because of this, is masupik what the bracha is on this situation, whether the bracha is going to be pre-pe'etz or not. But the Chayyarim is not clear that the bracha is going to be pre-pe'etz. Now again, I'm sure we have a common application of this concept, but it's important just, I think, to help us get a feel for these yisurdas, which underline a lot of Hilchos Brachos. Ez Hashem, next year we'll start the next siman, and meanwhile, have a good day.